Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, LA and whole world, because LA Talk Radio, everybody can listen whenever they want to listen to this radio, especially to my show, Accent On with Ilona Europa. Why? Because I have an accent. Whole world has very cool accents. Okay, mine is Polish. And today we'll be talking also to wonderful, wonderful guest. She was here before. We just found out it was 1 year ago, which dates me already. I'm 1 year older. That's disgusting. But anyway, she's originally from Germany and she's an actor. Her name is...
Hi, I'm Natalie Rudolph.
Hi, Natalie Rudolph. Your name is easy. I cannot mess up your name. God,
no.
Thank you. You know, but there's harder names. I have also with me a very, 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 very special guest. Both of the beautiful ladies who are with me in the studio, I just love dearly, because both of them I met when they were creating their own future, and I worked with both of them. With Natalie, we were working on performance and singing in Santa Monica. With my beautiful, wonderful talent that I'm developing for last 8-9 months, and she's like just the smartest, the most gorgeous, almost 18 years old girl, and you like look at her and say, why are you so talented? Why are you so smart? Why are you so beautiful? And why I like you so, so much? Then I offered you to create whole album in so short time, which mostly people who come to me for lessons or for singing or for just working on the voice take sometimes a year and a half to 2 years. But now with my beautiful Abby, I said your name. I said that you will be called, yes, on your album, Abby.
Yes.
That's what you chose?
Yes, I chose Abby Gauder, even though my name is originally Abigna Gauder.
What? Diction or pronunciation. Please, one more time, people need to know you, find you, because, yes, now you are saying your family name, and that's very important, because I need to also introduce your daddy, who is in the studio with us. Then one more time, what is your full name?
My full name is Abigna Gauder.
Oh, that's beautiful. Very, very. But, you know, like mostly in art, in pop world, we like to cut shorter for people,
yeah,
to have easy way to remember us from your Abby name right now. Mm-hmm. How will be spelling your name?
A-B-H-I space G-O-W-D-E-R.
But when people want to find you very, very soon, they will be looking only under?
A-B-H-I, Abby.
Abby. Okay, that's very, very simple and beautiful. That's mm-hmm. how I mm-hmm. call you every time. And now when you tell me your full name, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so confused. Sorry, see, my hand is confused too. We have Daddy with you in a studio. And to me, this is a really, really very important moment too, because when I work with talent, to having a pleasure and honor to meet parents and just work with them and understand what they want from me, how they see development of their child when they come to the lessons or want to work on bigger projects. You really need to make some type of connection, relationship, and just because of work on the album, this is sometimes 1 year, if not longer, okay? And I'm hoping that our album will be ready September, hopefully, okay? Then may I introduce you or Daddy? You introduced yourself very close to the microphone to the world. What is your name?
My name is Shiva Gauder. Again, I go by Shiva, S-H-V-I-V-A, sorry.
And you know what? I'm so happy because you have an accent.
I do have an accent.
And you know, the show is about people with an accent.
Correct.
Obviously, because you have an accent, we need to know where you were born.
Again, I was born in India, so I naturally carry that accent. Probably I've been carrying that for my life.
Yeah, so me too. I'm trying. When I sing, it's easier. You know, it's really easier to not have an accent. But when I speak, it's just whatever it is. And I'm so thankful for everybody in America that they just enjoy accents here. And they really, really make us special. You know, I never, ever found anybody who said, oh, she has an accent. But somebody said something really good, that don't be rude to people who have an accent, because mostly they speak more than one language, you know, which means we are already in very good position to feel special in this place. Okay, Daddy. Like I say, I met you not long ago, and when Abby came to my studio, I knew she has a beautiful voice. I knew it will be very, very easy for me to work with her, because passion was there. She's beautiful, and she's so smart. We'll be talking a little bit more with Abby about her life. But having so special child, you have one more daughter, yes? What is
yes,
her name?
Yes, I do. Prajna, P-R-A-A-J-N-Y.
Hi, and I have a dream for her too. I think she'll be singing soon with her sister. She's much younger.
Yes, she's in fifth grade.
Yes, but Abby practically is almost grown up. Soon she'll be 18. What month?
My birthday is in April 29th, so almost there.
It's just the most beautiful and scary time in parents' life. For you, Abby, that's beautiful time. I remember being 18, but for parents, to having somebody who is so complicated, because you are a very good student and you have so many talents. And it's like, parents, do you want her to do it all? Or you are one of those parents who say, no, school first, but the rest of the things, this is like secondarily. What is your position on letting Abby to develop her passion for singing?
We always, again, insisted on academics comes first, but... you know, when you are young, you don't know what you know what you can do. What are your talents and skills? That so obviously we don't know whether you know what other fields you can grow into. But right now our focus was on academics, study.
And then I came to your life, and I messed up a little bit everything because we found out that this girl can really really sing, which I need to share this beautiful day with whole world, because today we'll be premiering first single from Abby's album. We still don't know what title the song will be having, but we will talk about this also with Abby. And but for right now, please listen live to this show, because soon we'll be dancing. I promise we will be dancing with Abby, and whole studio will be dancing. Okay, I have one more guest in my studio, and I'm so honored to have you back, Stephen Day. Did I say it right?
Yes, you can't miss Stephen Day.
Yeah, you made my day today, because I know you are very, very, very busy, and I had the pleasure to meet you with Mike Gormley, who is coming a lot to the studio, bringing here amazing, amazing artists. And we know Mike Gormley is a very, very known manager for lots of stars. And he also is working with you. Yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, then that's how I met you. And then you came with Sarod.
Always.
And yes, which we'll explain one more time to people what it is Sarod, because people can say unusual guitar, but really this is not a guitar. But we are talking about education, we are talking about being a smart, we are talking about accents. Then I read your bio today one more time, and I was like so confused and at awe that you have so much of education behind you or in front of you because it seems like you will always learn something. Can you tell us very fast your life story?
A life story in a very short bit. Very quickly, born in San Francisco, but I've lived in different parts of the world, including India and Canada, both coasts, New York, London, Italy, and thankfully here in Los Angeles now for the last 15 years. I've worked as a composer, and I perform as a Sarod musician. And now I'm featuring a new show called Awakenings, in which all of the things I've done have come together, both the composition, East-West composition, the philosophy of spirituality, which is necessary, really, to deeply understand this beautiful music, as well as the theatrical aspect, bringing it all alive, the meditation, the music, the depth, as well as the fun. And we're looking forward to having new guests on our shows. Every time we do a show, we always bring in new guests.
And you're looking at Abby's, and I know that we will make this connection, and we're hoping that she will be on the stage with you. Obviously, you are playing on her single, and it was one of the coolest sessions ever, even in my life. And we are still waiting for longer version of the song for the clubs, because DJ will go crazy for the song. But first, we need to finish the five songs for EP. We'll be having six songs. And then the seventh will be the ad track, 6 minute, 5 minute long, with much more of your Sarod playing, and her also classical singing in a Indian style. You will tell us everything again, because I don't want messed up. I'll go back, come back to you and Stephen, what's going on in your life, and we'll be listening a little bit, you playing live on our show, which that's always so, so, so cool. Okay, Abby, because you are my star, now I need to ask you like some very important questions. Okay, I mentioned that you are 18, you almost are done with high school, and then your passion is a singing and also dancing. If I will ask you the question, who you want to be and how did you came to this position that your dream is also being focused on the singing right now? This is like a switch, because I know you like to sing. Okay, but I don't want to answer your questions. Abby, you are 18. When it comes to singing, when this happened? When this dream came onto you?
Oh, when I wanted to sing?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I was very little, like, all I would do was sing and dance around the house. Like, that's how I would keep myself busy. You know, I played with other children, but I think the most comfortable is when I felt, like, when I sang and dance. And so I always really knew that I wanted to sing and dance, and my parents, I think, realized that from a young age, so they put me in classes and stuff, and yeah, that's when I knew.
But parents are wonderful. You know, I just really have a pleasure also to work with Chitanya and Raji Vaturi. And also parents are, I don't know what part of the India, but they are so focused on education. And Raji is right now studying in San Diego. He will be a doctor. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say who you will be. You will tell us. Mm-hmm. But he also sings amazingly, and his whole album that we produced for Chitanya and for Raji. And then for them and for you, education is the main right now, focus. That's mm-hmm. what you want to do. Then college. Yes? What you'll be doing? What college you are choosing? Do you know where you will go?
I don't know yet which college I'll be going to, but I'm planning to go to medical school, you know, be a doctor. And it doesn't hurt to, you know, have other things on the side and to love other things as well. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then in a cool way, I was saying, okay, you were singing and you had lessons before when you were young. But that's not normal singing. That was some more complicated singing, like Raju and Chitanya. You went through much harder school of singing than pop. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Since I was in fourth grade, I think, I went to Indian classical dance. Indian classical singing.
This came too. Yes, you are dancing too.
Okay. But Indian classical singing. And yeah, that's very different. But I think they both enhance each other, and they both help me to become a better singer together.
Your pitch is so perfect, you know, and control over the voice is a little different. Of course, in a pop music, certain things you need to do differently. Mm-hmm. Special communication with the words.
Yes.
In a pop music, it needs to be very honest, very unusual too. And that's what is always fun to work with you, how you want to feel the song that you'll be singing. But, you know, education. I agree with Daddy and Mama. Mommy's name is?
Pushpa Gowder.
Hi, Pushpa. I really thought you would be here. Next time you are coming with whole family. Well, because we really need to talk to you too. You always, Mama always cries when she listens to you singing. She always tells me, I saw her not long ago in a store. We were shopping in the same store. And she said, again, you know, I heard my daughter singing. She's so good. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of me and you, both of us, that we do so well. Okay, then education, 18 years old, almost high school, almost done. Doctor, dream to become a doctor. And somehow I believe you'll get to the bestest colleges that America or LA can offer. And then you said from fourth grade, you were taking singing lessons. And then by accident, you said, oh, something about dancing. Tell us something about dancing. What's going on?
Dancing, I started very young. When I was like 5 years old, I started at Indian classical dancing. And I still go. I'm a company dancer now. So, yeah, it's all been...
How many years do you dance?
I think around 10 years.
And this is not like next door to your home. Mom, your daddy needs to drive you probably somewhere to...
Yes. It's around here, yeah, actually. Yeah.
Then takes time.
Yeah.
What I'm saying that when you have a talented child, I don't know, parents are very, very happy or they are so scared because they really need to put time into a child's life. Mm-hmm. I know that mom or daddy probably drives you everywhere. Now you are not driving yet, yes? Then dancing and competitions, of course. Clothing, I'm not saying that this all costs money. But outside of that, you say you like to become a doctor. And I know that when you have time, free time, you are doing something else. Guys, and everybody be careful. This girl has very, very special knowledge and she can really hurt you if you will be not nice to her. What are you training on a daily basis for so many years?
I train in martial arts, Tong Sudo. And I'm a black belt, yeah.
Okay, she's a black belt, and this happened like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago?
Like a month ago.
A month ago. Okay, when she has time, that's what she's doing also. But not only. When she has a time, I don't know where the 24 hours is yours or mine, because it seems like you are doing so much. You also give your time away to help people. Yes, you're working at Kaiser?
Mm-hmm. Kaiser Permanente. I volunteer there on the weekends. Yeah, 4 hours or so.
I don't know what to say. She's a very special child. A very, very special. Whoever listens to the show, takes a village to raise the child like that and takes amazing parents to take care of the children like that. And we wish you so well. So well. You are my. I just love you so much. And we will be playing the song. Like you said, we decided that this title will be Bollywood Dream. Mm-hmm. People will understand why when we'll be playing. Yes, Stephen? People will understand. But maybe we'll change and you think we'll be calling the song Only
Dreams.
Only Dreams. Nothing wrong with that. I wrote the lyrics, but I think she has a right to name the song. Whatever she wants. Or maybe we'll do Dreams, and in a second, like a little title, Bollywood Dream. I don't know. We'll talk about this. We have still a few songs to record. Anyway, I think, is that the time to play the song? Oh my gosh, is this premiere? And I feel a little sad because we're supposed to have Yannick Colin, actor from Canada, being with us also today. And he wrote to me, like 10:28 at night, that he just got a role in a movie. And he is just taping whatever he's doing from 5 till 8. And we are so proud of you, Yannick, because that's what you're supposed to do. You are an actor. I both met you and Natalie in the same place when we were working on performance and singing stuff together. And you are here every month. We have a segment on Yannick because we want to know how your career is going. But, you know, getting the role and not being on accent on, I think I forgive you. I think it's okay because I know you'll be here next month and probably Abby will be here too. And we'll be playing over and over our songs because Yannick is rapping on the song. Woo! I'm so excited. Okay. Then officially, Dreams. A dream, a Bollywood dream. We have no idea how we'll be naming the song. Song is sung by
Abby Gowder.
Or Abby. We still didn't decide because we have time to create a whole album. And Yanni Colin raps on the song. Stephen Day, you made amazing, amazing appearance on Sarod, and we are thankful for that. And we have Dan Solovitz, who arranged the song. We have Bob Weitz, who is our engineer. A lot of people work on the song. There was a wonderful, wonderful session. I wrote the one and wrote the lyrics. I always say, where this came from? But hey, I have no idea, but I think the result is fun. Okay, Abby, premiere. Everybody liked it. In a way, I need to say, Natalie.
Yes.
What do you think? Because you are outsider from this project, you know. Okay, critics.
I loved it. It was great. I really wanted to start to get up and dance. It was great.
In so cool way. She's a really good singer. And having this song, Happy, Very Happy song, to be number one or number six on her album. We still don't know. It's very exciting for me. I know that Abby likes to sing different style of music, and we'll talk to you about that too. But what about Yannick? You were studying with Yannick. You had a chance to really know him very well for almost 2 years, I think, yes?
Yeah,
then I remember our lessons. He was pretty stubborn when it comes to lots of stuff singing, but I knew he has something special about him. You know, he's a gorgeous guy, but very special. Look at, he can rap. We knew it.
He can rap. And he just proved it.
We proved it. Yannick, and then hopefully Mama is in Canada. She's listening, hopefully, too. And we are very, very proud of you. And we'll see, you know, how life goes. Okay. There was a premiere. Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy.
Oh my gosh, you know, and I loved it because we were getting, you were learning how to give feedback also when you heard makes, and you gave me very nice feedback back to the producer. Then Solovitz, obviously, he always tries to please artists, and he did amazingly, really. Yes. We were going back and forth, trying to change here and there, but then in the end, we were like, okay, I'm sorry, Dan, can you do what really the first mix was, because of his was the best. And sometimes you just don't want to be a producer. You just let producer to be one. What do you think, Stephen?
I want to be able to know how to sing that. Yanni, Yanni. What is that? What are you saying there? Are we going to reveal that to the audience?
Yes, of course. We have some words that are not English words. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you are saying?
That part is actually just na na na. It's like it's just like sounds, yeah. But I integrated a lot of Kannada words because that's one of my first languages. So yeah, I integrated a lot of that into.
And then we had some phrases that I ask you, say, hey, can you say something?
It was Wodori Bande Nano, which means I come running.
Okay, to you. And then I wanted you to have your own hometown name in the song.
Oh, yes. We included Shimoga in there.
That's where Abby is born. Then I think this cannot be more cuter. And, of course, stories about relationship that somebody from outside world tried to, you know, fell in love with you or just likes the place when you met. And, you know, we'll see how life goes. But life, world is one place. And it's a place for love and for beautiful people everywhere. I'm proud of you. And we'll be playing this song a lot, okay? And then I think on Saturday we are going to record another song.
Yes.
And tell me your style of music.
My style of music?
Can you say even that we have one?
No, I don't have a style of music. I love all kinds of music.
Yes, and I agree with that, and I love that about you. I love that about most of artists because I think I don't even know what is a style. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you cannot put any different dress except one style. You know, it's like we are learning. We are developing our taste for the music, and then we'll be having some serious songs also. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Mr. Stephen.
Yes. I want to learn. Can we just sing along here?
Okay, give it to us.
Everybody out there in Radio Land.
Okay. Sing this. 1, 2, 3.
Let's do it.
Na na na, wo dori bande nanu.
Na
na na, wo dori bande nanu. Hollywood or Bollywood, I will make my dreams come true.
Yes, good.
Hollywood,
beautiful.
I want to make my dreams come true.
I really, really think when we'll do some simple video, we'll also teach people some type of movement because the song can really be very, very special, special for club, for dance floor. If people want to, in the summer, dance to this music. Okay, Stephen.
Hey, all right.
And a little bit focus on you, and then we'll talk to Natalie back. Yes. Being a musician in Los Angeles and having your past pretty, pretty filled with hard work as a musician, and you have so many also talents, and your education is here and there. You're a very smart guy. You are studying so many different things. Ooh, how far you are, mathematics and this, explain that, because now we see three things that you are focusing on. But like a few years ago, there was many of them.
Including radio.
M and M.
Let's keep it concise. M, music, meditation, math. They're all connected.
Okay.
Math is abstract. There's also a practical side of it. Patterns, create music from patterns, yes. Mathematical patterns. And the matrix, there's a fourth M. Underneath everything that is created, there's a matrix of beauty, which is mathematical. And when you embellish it with music, then you have the meditative. And then you finally have the one word that is not an M word, D for divine.
How he did this to us. He came around. I didn't know that I asked you important, so important, beautiful question that you turned into art. Oh, my God. That's lovely. That's why you will be back for a whole hour.
Aha,
because we have so much to listen to you. Yeah. Maybe not to me to ask you so much, but you will be talking to everybody. And the three things that right now mainly you are focusing on, again, one more time, and
music,
tell us why. Yes.
Music, meditation. And this is... so important. It can be done very quickly, very easily by everybody. We sing along, we be along. It's very important. We are in very special times. This is the age of Aquarius. The water bearer are the Aquarians, and the water is divine. It's the divine life. It's predicted thousands of years ago and through the ages that this time in history, this is a very special time, that all the great souls are born in order to find what they've been seeking for thousands of years, lifetime after lifetime.
Wow.
And what is it? What have we been seeking? I'm sure you're asking. It is a very simple awakening process that this opens up the seventh chakra, crown chakra, or also called Sahasrara chakra, which is an energy center on the top of the head, the fontanelle bone, which opens up when the energy of the central channel comes up through your body and then creates a space and a connection with the individual soul. We all have a soul. We all have Atma, as they call it, individual soul, connects to the universal soul, the divine, as Jung called it, Carl Jung. A famous psychologist called it the collective unconscious. And it's the Aquarian age that we connect all over the world, that people right now all over the world are listening to this show and singing along. This is an Aquarian process, that we are connected and we are all discovering ourself through our own processes. But this is all part of something that has been predicted. And what we do, or I've been doing for 30 years now, is just playing music and connecting that with the meditation that I was just speaking about. Sahaja meditation, Sahaja yoga. I've been doing it for 30 years. It's a simple process, time-honored technique of raising the Kundalini energy through the central channel, through the top chakra, the seventh chakra, and then through the grace of God, I studied in India with the great Ustad Amjad Ali Khan and learned sarod. And this beautiful instrument, the sarod, is
calming, is beautiful, and storytelling. Then I really think you need to play a little bit for us live.
Aww.
Sure. This is a raga called Durga. I'll play just a little bit. But first of all, meditation. So if you just focus on the top of your head, everybody here, we'll start it in the studio. You put your right hand on your heart for a moment and just think of desire. Who are you? Where do you come from? What are you seeking? What is the purpose of our life? Who am I? Now, once you've asked the question, who am I? What is the answer? It lies in a space on top of the head. So take your palm from your heart to the top of your head and place it on your fontanelle bone, right on the top of the head, and just rotate it clockwise to the right 7 times. Massage, push down gently, clockwise. And now raise the palm of your hand above your head just a little bit, about an inch. And in silence, enjoy the music. And you can put your hand down.
God, thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, and calming.
Yeah, that's meditation. That's hopefully you felt it.
Yes, we do. Yeah. If people would like to get in touch with you, how they can find you?
My website is www.stephendaymusic.com, and that's S-T-E-P-H-E-N, stephendaymusic.com. You can Google search Stephen Day Music. If you put the music on at the end, it's easier. S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
It was easy to find you.
Yeah,
I think people have no
Facebook, whatever
problem to find you. And obviously, I post links to everybody except Abby. Abby will be having her Facebook artist page soon. She's very busy, but now is the time for her fans to know how to find her. Yes, then we'll do it maybe this week, okay? Stephen, I know you had some shows, you know, not long ago, like a few weeks ago.
Yeah. We're so excited about this new show, and I'm thanking everybody who has been putting so much effort into it, produced by Mike Gormley, Madeline Dahmer, director, all our musicians who are just fantastic, Joseph and Annie, the singer, and Eric, our bowl and gong player, you know. Our dancer, Natasha Wolf, dances Indian classical music. Ricardo sings and plays tablas. So we have just an incredible cast of amazing people involved. And that goes to the lighting person and the sound people as well. The show is about awakenings, so it's also connected to seeking. We all have a sense of seeking within us. What are we? Who are we? What is our purpose? Just like we just did the meditation. So we do the meditation in the show, and we do some classical Indian music to awaken the force of energy within us. And then we embellish it with all kinds of interesting things like dance, tabla, singing, different things all combined. We bring it all together with, believe it or not, steel drums. Never been done. Steel drums, sarod, tabla, dance, singing.
That's great.
All together, but all based on ancient Indian music, in other words, ragas, which are connected to our bodies, our chakras, our energy centers, and the time of day, and a kind of a holy sense of what is the right time to play what. And we finish with the greatest of all ragas, the queen is Bhairavi, which has all 12 notes, and we have a very sort of refined improvisational style that we put together with the dancer, steel drums, gongs and bowls.
Very interesting. Do we have a future show date or not yet? Because I know you had a few before.
Yeah, we just had a show. And now we're going to go back to we're breaking it down a little bit and reworking the lighting. And we're adding multimedia, some amazing multimedia design by Jordan Henderson. And so we probably won't be going to be doing anything for the near couple months. But I think as soon as we do, we'll be calling you.
Absolutely. And you will be here because I think I would love to make everybody a little more in peace. The world is crazy right now and everybody is a little nervous about everything. I'm so petrified and scared and don't like to watch TV anymore. I think we need to find like inner peace in us. All we can, the anxiety that everybody has more and more, we need to help ourselves. And
true. And we change the world one person at a time and be the change.
How I think you are very qualified to do that.
Hey, I'm just doing what I can. As you know, John Lennon says, we're just doing what we can. I know we want a revolution, but you know, we're just doing what we can.
I don't want to go to politics, but do you think you have time to think about it too?
Oh, of course. You know, I listen and watch politics. My wife's really into politics, and that helps me focus. Mm-hmm. And but always with the divine attention, always with that higher level of thought, not to be sucked into it, not to get lost in all the games. There's a lot of games going on right now.
Yeah.
And that can suck your attention.
Yes.
You know, all the media, the different tricks. This is not what we're here for. We're not here to be sort of monkeys being yanked by the media. Whichever side
which
you're
we are.
On. It doesn't have to be that way, but we can be. And it doesn't matter which side you're on or whatever it is. If your attention is being continuously pulled and distracted into drama and intrigue, it's not reality. It's called Maya. It's illusion.
Wow.
The reality is the energy, and the energy is purification, which we just felt and which you can do. Each one of us can do. This can change the world. When you put that enlightened energy on any subject, you can put it towards a war that's happening. You can put it towards people who are suffering. You can put it towards politics that could be corrupt, or you can make it those politics pure, all with your attention.
Beautiful.
So,
and
there it is.
Feeling for people's lives and looking for love, because that's really what everybody's looking for. Without love.
Love is the power.
Love is the power.
And it's
Thank
in our
you.
Hands.
Okay, for right now, Stephen Day, we can find you under your name everywhere.
STEPHEN. Loveisthepower.com. No, just kidding. I couldn't get that domain name, but
somehow somebody has already. Yeah,
somebody's got that.
Okay, then we need to give a little bit attention to my beautiful student, or past student, but now she becomes my friend, Natalie Rudolph. You are originally from Germany, yeah?
Yes, I am.
And even when you were here a year ago, seems like yesterday.
It really does.
So beautiful and so sweet and always smiley. I love this about you. You have this positive energy about you. You're always smiling, you know. Yeah, then, but being in Los Angeles, far away from your own country, and being on your own here, trying to somehow discover yourself here for last, how many years?
Three years
on your own, completely, yes?
Yeah, like in the beginning, like when you come out here, you don't know a lot of people, and that stays like that for a while.
Yeah.
And then, like, you make friends, and they stay your friends, and they become your family because you don't have your family out here. So you manage. You work around the fact that you're by yourself by creating this substitute family to help you out.
When this idea came to you, did you want to not only be an actor, but move out from Germany and just live in Los Angeles and fight this fight? That's a dream, big dream, girl, to become an actor in Los Angeles, which you are right now. But 3 years ago, or much, much earlier, you dreamt about this.
Yes. I mean, it took me a while after I graduated high school to realize that I actually want to do acting as a profession. Because everybody keeps telling you, oh, you shouldn't do that. It's such a struggle. You should do something that you can pay your rent with. Do a regular job. Do something, something normal that your parents can be proud of, or whatever whatever people say. And I listened to that, so I tried everything. And for example, I mentioned last year I'm a trained paramedic, so I tried a lot of different stuff, and nothing really fulfilled me and nothing made me really, really happy. And I went to college and I studied archaeology and American studies. And I was just sitting there and I realized, what am I doing? Because I was part of a theater ensemble already, and I kind of just did that as a hobby. But I wanted to do that full time. I wanted to earn my money with that. So I decided I need to do that for a living. I just knew it. So I dropped out of college and I decided I'm just gonna do it. So I continued in Germany, did my theater and like a couple of films, and then I realized I want more and I want bigger, and I'm just gonna go for it and start out in LA.
Wow. But we are talking so much about education and about finding yourself. And Stephen also, he still didn't tell us how many different schools he went to. But me too, you know, I have my big degree too in music. Then I practically found myself right away until this day. But now I found myself too loving also radio for the last 5 years, which that's completely new for me. But I wanted this so much, like you probably wanted to become an actor.
Yes.
Then sometimes in life, the moment comes to you, like for Abby. 8 months ago, she was singing, she was dancing, but now it's so serious and we have very good effects. And I know this will only empower her in time when she'll be studying to become a doctor. And in meantime, because we know she can feel so much in her life to do different things, if she will be successful and somebody can, a whole world will sing her songs, or even few people will fall in love with her songs, we did something very, very special. But for you, being here alone, parents are in Germany, yes?
Yes.
And you are having some successes here, some success. Then that's really why we are here, back, because you wrote to me, say, yeah, good things are happening, and that's what I just love, you know, to see young, beautiful, not only young, Stephen, I love to see you too, and Shiva, I love to see you too, and myself too. We are not the youngest, but we all want to work and see the end of our dream to become realized. Yes. Oh, reality. Which this, reality. I have the biggest problem with reality, what is not. But we all fight for that, you know. It's dream. You can dream, but the journey is beautiful, everybody says, but give me something that I can say, okay, I'm on the way, and this is what I want. It feels good today. And tomorrow, maybe something else. Feels good today, Natalie, to be you here?
Absolutely, yes. Completely.
Well, just tell us a little bit what was going through the 3 years here in LA in your life.
All those 3 years.
like 1, 2, 3.
Well, I continued doing a lot of theater because that's basically, that's mainly what I really love, what really gives me a lot of satisfaction in acting. And I shot a couple more short films, and I was recently in a play called From Her Eyes Only, which is based on James Bond's Women, and I got to play Domino, which was very cool, and she's a badass woman. I could identify with that, and that was a lot of fun. And then one of my feature films recently got accepted at the Indie Fest Film Awards. It's called Crossing Fingers, and we shot last fall, and it's about it's a dark comedy, and it's about like a group of people involved in the LGBTQ community, and a lot of stuff is happening in that movie. It's very
and it's
funny.
It's accepted right now to a lot of festivals. Yes.
Yes, it's accepted at the Indie Fest Film Awards. It's going to be showing there, and it's currently submitting to other festivals. So we'll see
what
happens.
That's big, baby. Yeah, that's really big. And people can, of course, you are looking always for the big break, for any break or more breaks and good projects. That's what acting and singing and being an artist is about. Then if people want to find you, I post your links. They can find you in many places.
Oh, everywhere.
Could you give us your your website too?
My website is www.natalierudolph.com. And Natalie is NATHALIE. And Rudolph is RUDOLPH.
That's wonderful. And you know that we need to say hi to Mama and Daddy.
Of course we have to. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I love you. Thank you for being awesome.
When do you see Mommy and Daddy next?
In the summer. I'm going to go home in the summer. My mom was supposed to come here for my birthday.
When?
But it was like last week, but
she broke her leg.
She broke her leg. Mommy. She can
come. Oh, okay. But you are going there.
What town
you are from?
Close to Frankfurt. It's called Mainz.
I was there. I was singing there. Okay. I love you. I love everybody who is in a studio right now. I cannot wait, Stephen, what will be happening when Abby will start singing in your show. And we'll turn Awakening also to a little bit dance, pop dance and club little scenery. On the same with Chitanya and Raju. Cannot wait to see you in a movie. And hopefully when anything good will pop up in your life, you just call in or just do what you did. Ilona, I have something to talk about, and I always will open door for wonderful people. Abby, I love you.
I love you too.
And Stephen, I love you too.
I love you too.
Yes, and say hi to your wife.
Oh, my. I would love to say hello to my wife, Evelyn, my daughters, and my family all over the world, in Canada, Italy, New York, Boston, California. We just had a wonderful Easter weekend, and I love you all, and peace.
Thank you so, so much. And I think we need to finish the show with Bollywood Dream.
So hold on. soul, never looking back. Finding words, my style applied. Red light on the road, no one can find. I'm not a stranger to these dangerous games. Not a stranger to bet my life in Russian roulette game. Never thought you'd take my breath away. Your smile smelt my pride away. I'm speechless, dying. All I'm thinking is you and I. Take me to Bangalore, Shimoga, Bogota. In my American dream, circumambulated with scenes. I'm not a stranger to these dangerous games.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.